The Reds looking for their third straight win, taking on the Brewers. Joey Votto looking to extend his hitting streak to 16 games. We pick up the action, 2-1 Milwaukee in the third. Bases loaded for Scooter Gennett facing Jimmy Nelson.
Hit in the air, shallow right, long run VR. Can he get there? No, it falls in front of him. Santana able to back the ball up, but two runs are going to come across, and Cincinnati takes a 3-2 lead. Little flared in the left field line. This one has eyes. It's down and into the corner for an extra base hit. One run is in. Suarez will be waved around. It'll be a double for Jesse Winker. And it's a five-run inning for Cincinnati.
Runners go, swinging a drive to center and deep, way back. Get up, get out of here. It is gone for Eric Thames. He just hit one out of here with two on. The Brewers add three more, right back in it.
Hit in the air, center field, backing up Perez. Still back at the warning track. It is gone. Tucker Barnhart hits a solo home run. And now it's 11-9 Cincinnati on Barnhart's fifth home run of the season.
Iglesias deals, struck him out swinging. Right back to that nasty slider, and the inning is over. Brewers leave the bases loaded. Ninth inning coming up. It's still 11-9 Cincinnati. Here it is. Hey, struck him out. Swinging, and this one is over.
Raisel Iglesias with his 6-2 inning save of the season, most in baseball since 2000. The Reds hang on to win their third in a row, taking it 11-10. Joey Votto extends his hitting streak to 16 games. Zach Cozart homers for the third time in four contests. The Brewers tie a season high with their sixth consecutive loss. The Brewers lose a wild one to the Reds. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
Well, yeah, we did a nice job offensively. I mean, it was, you know, we put a heck of a comeback on it. Multiple times we get the, you know, we get the winning run on base, actually the go-ahead run on base, and multiple shots at, you know, tying the game, which was, you know, when you're down eight going into the sixth inning, that's pretty improbable, and it was a great comeback. I mean, that was a great inning we put together, and several very good at-bats, you know, kind of continued throughout the game, really. So a really nice job. I mean, it was a heck of a comeback, and there was a lot of fun, a lot of energy in it, and we just fell a little short.
After all that happened in that game, does Shaw holding at third stand out to you as a moment that could have changed?
Well, it's the last moment, but there is about, you know, I mean, in a game like that, there's about 20 other moments that stand out. So there's tons of moments. You know, I think Travis, you know, it looked like Duvall picked up the ball, and then Travis put his head down to watch to hit third base, and then Duvall dropped the ball, and then, you know, and then it was too late. He had slowed down.
How do you assess Jimmy's outing? I mean, the numbers are really, really bad. Then you look at it, and it was some not well-struck balls.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, there wasn't a lot of luck involved for him tonight, for sure. You know, he got ahead of some hitters, and they got a bunch of two-strike hits with some, I thought, decent pitches, some fastballs up in the zone. Probably, you know, some X. He gave some hits on some executed pitches. You know, and then there's a couple mistakes in there, and we had a couple defensive mistakes. But I mean, I would give them credit for, they put a bunch of two strike pitches in play and some tough pitches in play, and fought off some pitches. So it just wasn't Jimmy's night.
Kind of, you know, tough that the offense comes out on the night when, Jimmy's just not
going to
give up 10 runs very often.
No, I mean, that's, you know, that's baseball, right? I mean, it's a tough way to lose, but it's, we got to take a positive sign that we started scoring some runs here. And, you know, we had Jeremy Jeffers had a nice outing for us, which I think is a good building block for him, an important building block for him to hopefully get him going. So it's, you know, it's a good, to me, it's, you know, it's a loss and it stings, but it's a good sign for us. We played with a bunch of energy in that, those last four innings, and made it really tough on them. We took a little piece out of them, having to use Iglesias certainly for two innings that should help us the next couple nights. They had to use Lorenzen tonight as well, so they had to use their guys tonight. And I think when you're down eight in the sixth, and you can take a little bit of peace out of them, you get hopefully there's something ahead of us that pays some dividends.
What can a game like that do for some of the individual guys? Like Johnny had a three-hit night.
So yeah, I mean, I'd point to Johnny and Eric Thames. I mean, they both had big nights tonight, and those are two guys that, you know, look, those guys got to get going, and they start. Hopefully tonight is the start of something, because they both had really nice nights and good at bats, and you know, I thought Eric's had some, you know, quality two strike at bats and battling a little bit later in the game. So good signs for sure. You know, positive steps for those two guys for sure. Domingo, you know, has been struggling a little bit. Had a couple nice at bats. A great at bat against Iglesias, who's, you know, obviously you see tough on right handers. So there's certainly some. You know, there were some positive things offensively for some guys that needed it.
Seems like when Eric sees the Reds, I mean, it's 9-0 runs against them. It's kind of
yeah, crazy. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know if a uniform does that to somebody. It's like a bull, huh? It's like a bull seeing the red or something like that. But
seeing the Reds, not red.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But. well, we got more games against him, so hopefully it continues.
Jimmy Nelson struggles big time. He takes the loss, allowing 10 runs, 9 earned, and 3 2/3 innings. He spoke after.
My range at Porsche, you know, it's pretty tough. Can't do anything about it now, no, so just back to work tomorrow.
What do you even take? I mean, what do you take from a game like that?
Well, I mean, what I take from it is I'm honestly proud of the guys, the way they fought back and being that toss. It just shows right there, even in a tough stretch right here, we're down 10-2 or whatever it was. Those guys kept grinding out at bats, and we were right back in that game the last, you know, 3-4 innings or whatever it was. So, and then, you know, Bolton did a good job to hold her right there to pick me up too. So, JJ, those three innings JJ threw were huge. And you know, they all did a good job, you know, after that.
Jimmy, even though it is a loss, just to see the offense kind of battle back, put in those kinds of numbers, does it feel like, as a group, the team can exhale a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously losses are terrible. It's the last thing you want. But, you know, just the fact that mentally they stayed in the game, even when we're down by a lot, that shows a lot of character. Like I said, I'm proud of those guys for doing that. And, it just shows that we can put together consistent at-bats, especially, you know, they got some good arms out of the bullpen too, so it's not like they're just rolling some random guys out there. I mean, there's a lot of really good arms out there.
Up next, the series against the Reds continues on Saturday with Brent Suter on the hill.